Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Dalad. We will begin on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis at the Gemara right after the Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah that the shiur tkiyah is the amount of time of Shalosh Truas. Ask the Gemara for Tanya, but haven't we learned in the Braisa? We're going to learn the Braisa on Daf Lamed Dalad. Shiur tkiyah ketrua, that the amount of time to blow, the duration of the tkiyah should be the amount of time for one trua. Amar Abaya says Abaye, there's really no machlokes. Tana the don, the Tana the taught our Mishnah kachosh of tekiyah the kule babe. He's speaking about all the tekiyahs that were blown before the truas. As we learned in our Mishnah in the previous year, we blow three times. That means midaraisa, there's supposed to be nine koilas. A tekiyah true, a tekiyah for malchias, a tekiyah true, a tekiyah for zechayinus, and tekiyah true, a tekiyah for Shifras, 9 times 3. And he's focused on the Tekiyas Rishonis, for Malchias, Zechonis, and Shifras, which are 3 Tekiyas, the truest to Kulababe, and then the truest that are done after them. So it's as if the Mishnah, said, Shir Sholosh Tekiyas, the time it takes to say to, for those Tekiyas should be the same as the Sholosh Truas. That means the same amount of time. Tana Barah, but the Tana of the Braisa, Kachosh Chad Baba, it's talking about one. One, Vesulai, he's only talking about one set. One set, the Shia of the Tekiyah is equal to the Shia of the Trua. We learned in the Mishnah, Shia Trua, the amount of time that a Trua should take is Shalosh Babas. And as what we learned in the Mishnah, we mentioned there's a question how to understand what that means. Ask the Gemara, but Shalosh Babas, as we said, and we're going to explain in today's shiur, when we speak about Tekiyah Shofar, there are two parts to Tekiyah Shofar. There are two ways. The Torah says Truah. But as we're going to learn, it's not quite clear what does that mean. What is the Yibaba? Is the Yibaba, what is the Truah? Is the Truah the longer sound, or is the Truah the shorter sound? So here we're saying that the Shiur Tekiyah is the amount for the shorter sound. And here it says that the sound, the amount of time is Kisholosh Shvarim, the amount of the longer sound, says the Gemara. Here we have clearly a machloikus. Is it the amount of time of the shorter sound, or is it the sound of the time of the longer sound? And here there's no way of explaining. Bahav Adik Pligi, and as far as this halach is concerned, there certainly is a machloikus, and there's no other way to explain this braisa, that it should be consistent with our Mishnah. Because Shvarim is longer than what we call Shvarim, is longer than what we call Trua. And therefore they can't be consistent. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the Machlaikis? The Ksiv, the Torah says, Yoyim Trua Yilachem, Umatagaminen, Yoyim Yibaba Yilachem. If we look at the Targum, and when the Torah says Yom Trua Yilachem, the Torah means Yom, a day of crying. And the Pasuk says, V'ksiv B'imid Sisrei, and the Torah, when it speaks about the mother of Sisrei, says she was looking out the window to see if her son was coming home. Ba'arach Aloy Nishkava, she looks out the window, T'yivavev Eim Sisrei, and she was crying. Now the question is, so we see that the Torah uses the same, the Pasuk in Shoftim uses the same word, Yevava. That's the word that we've been looking for. That's the word of the Targum. But the question is, what is the definition of the word Yevava? Masav genuchi ganach, it means what we call Shvarim, longer sounds. Masav yelule yalul, it means the shorter sounds. We know that in the time of the Dvaira Hanaviyah, Klai Yisrael were under the rule of Canaan, and Baruch ben Avinoyam, under the direction of Dvaira, went out to battle against Sisrei. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Sisrei in the hands of Baruch, it gave the army of Sisrei that Baruch prevailed over them, Sisrei ran and he hid in the tent of Yael, and Yael killed him while he was sleeping. And Dvaira and Baruch said Shira for that nace. And in that shiur, the pasuk that we just read, that the Aim Sisroi is crying. And that's why we're not quite sure what Tir Aviv means, that's what we learn. That's why we're not quite sure what the way to do the true is. And of course, many Mefarshim ask that we learn such an important halacha. One of the most fundamental halachas that we could think about, certainly when we're learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah, about blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And who do we learn how to blow the shofar from? We learn it from the mother of Sisroi. Sisroi, a terrible Rosha. So Rabbi Yoshev explains, why do we learn from the mother of Sisroi? If we think about people, Sisroi, mother, had everything to be confident about. Her son was the most powerful general in his time. And he was holding battle with the Jews, who were a weak people. And therefore, she and he were confident that they had nothing to worry about. But we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Klal Yisrael should prevail. That's, as the Pasuk says there, in the Shiras Devaira, the tremendous Nais, where it says, "Minashamayim nilchamu hakechavim mimisiloisam," Kadosh Baruch Hu was fighting our battle, and that caused that the mother of Sisroi should start getting worried. Maybe she isn't so happy. She doesn't have that much to be so confident about, and that's what the lesson of Rosh Hashanah says. Rabbi Yoshev is people all year round think that they have nothing to worry about. We're going to be fine, and Rosh Hashanah will be fine. The lesson specifically that we learned from the mother of Sisroi, that even people who think that they have nothing to be concerned about should never be certain that they have nothing to be certain about. So we learned in our Mishnah that we blow the shofar from Rosh Hashanah. And we also learned, and we mentioned it many times in this Masechta, that in Yovel, on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, we also blow the shofar. The Torah says, "Vavata shofar tru b'chodesh shvi be'esel chodesh b'yom kippurim taviru shofar b'chol artzachem." Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, "Menayin shebeshofar." How do we know that when we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, we should blow it with a shofar? Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "By Yovel, vavata shofar trua." So from there we see that when you want to do a trua, you do it with a shofar. Ainli ela b'yovel. But that pasuk is speaking about Yovel. Ask the Brisa, Rosh Hashanah menayin. How do we know that in Rosh Hashanah we also blow with a shofar? Tamaloymer, the pasuk says regarding Yovel, as we just read, "Vavata shofar trua b'chodesh shvi." Shen tamaloymer b'chodesh shvi. The Torah doesn't really have to mention the words b'chodesh shvi. Don't we know that Yom Kippur isn't Chodesh Shvi? We all know that Yom Kippur is 10 days in Tishrei. Ma tamaloyme b'chodesh Shvi. Why did the Torah have to say again the word b'chodesh Shvi regarding the blowing of the shofar on Yovel? Shehei kol ha'truas shel Chodesh Shvi zeh k'zeh. The Torah is teaching us that all the truas, all the time we blow the shofar in the month of Tishrei, they should all be blown the same way with a shofar. Umanayin, and then we have the halacha that we discussed extensively in the Mishnah. Umanayin pshuta lefanel, that we learned that before you blow the trua, you have to make a tkia. Tamalaymar, vavarta shofa trua. And vavarta shofa trua, the word vavarta indicates a straight sound. Umanayin shepshuta lachre, continues the brisa. And how do we know that after we blow the trua, we also have to blow a straight sound? Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "B'yom Kippurim taviru shofar." So here we see that you have to blow before and after. A very interesting shaila. So this is the halacha that we're learning, and we discussed it already in the Mishnah in our previous year, that you have to blow a tekiya before and after. So I saw a shaila. Sometimes in a shul, the makri, the rav, asks the person who blew tekiya, and then he blew shvarim, or he blew shvarim teruah, whatever he blew, and the Rav wasn't satisfied. And the Rav wants him to go back to the beginning of the order, to do the tekiah again. The people who are in the shul are not aware that that was what the Rav wanted, and they heard the tekiah. But the tekiah that the people heard, what they thought they were hearing, is very different than the tekiah that was actually, that the Baal Tekiah was blowing. The Baal Tekiah, when he was blowing, thought that he was blowing a tekiah, which is the beginning of the order. And the tzibur that was hearing thought that they're hearing a tekiah, which represents the tekiah after the shvarim truah, after the truah. Can you be yoitza with that tekiah or not? So the Shchushukei Chemet Paskins that the halacha is that you can be yoitza. And in fact, he brings a raya. Because we learned in our Mishnah that you can't have one tekiah to cover, that it should both represent the tekiah for after the truah and for the tekiah before the truah. But let's say the Ramah discusses in Simon Tuf Kuf Tzadik Sivov that he had, that somebody had a mind when he blew that tekiah, that it should be for whatever tekiah I have to blow. The halacha is yoytza. So we see from here that two people could be using the same tekiah for the same purpose, for different purposes. And even though they're using the same tekiah for different purposes, they could still be yoytza the mitzvah. And actually, the Chashukei Chemet goes on to discuss that there are many people that put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam and tefillin Rashi every day. When they put on the tefillin Rashi, and they make the bracha, they have in mind that that should also satisfy their obligation of wearing tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. So he says that, and he got, and one day somebody got confused, and instead of putting on the tefillin Rashi, he put on the tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam. Is that fine? Or when he makes the bracha, when he put on the Rashi tefillin, when he realized the error that he made, will he have to make a new bracha? So he says, only in the case that we are discussing. What's unique about the case that we're discussing is that he had in mind both, that it should be whatever tekiah I'm supposed to hear. So then you yoytza. But in a case where you don't have that in mind, maybe you're not yoytza. If that's the case, he says here too, if Baal Tekiah had in mind, this should be the tekiah for before the truah, and the person who's listening hears, thinks that this is the truah, that this is the tekiah for after, so he can't be yoytza unless he had in mind, beferish, that that should be what he wants to be yoytza. Continues the braisa, v'enli ela b'yovel. So we learned that in yovel we blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. We learned that in Yovel, we blow a pshuta l'fanah and a pshuta l'achreah. Ask the Braisa, says the Braisa, Einli ela b'yovel. I only know this halacha on Yovel, Rosh Hashanah menayin. How do I know that this is the halacha on Rosh Hashanah as well? Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, by Yovel b'chodesh ashvi. Shein tamaloymer b'chodesh ashvi, as we said earlier, the Torah really didn't have to teach us the word b'chodesh ashvi. We know Yom Kippur is b'chodesh ashvi. Uma tamaloymer b'chodesh ashvi. Why did the Torah say the word b'chodesh ashvi? Sheikol truas b'chodesh ashvi zeh kazeh. That every time we blow the shofar in the month of Tishrei, it should all be the same. Continues the Braisa. Menayin, b'sholosh, b'sholosh, b'sholosh. How do we know that every time we blow it has to be tekiah, truah, tekiah, by Malchias, Zechronis, and Shofaris, Tamaloyma, Bavata, Shofar, truah. Then the Pasuk says, Shabbos and Zachar, truah, and Yom truah, Yilachem. But if we look at these psukim, the Pasuk of Avata, Shofar, truah is a Pasuk that's stated by Yovel. The Pasuk of Shabbos and Zachar, truah, and the Pasuk of Yom truah, Yilachem is a Pasuk that's stated by Rosh Hashanah. And we're combining all three. So ask the Braisa. How do we know that we should combine all of them and say that by all three, both on Rosh Hashanah and both on Yom Kippur of Yovel, we blow the shofar three times? Tamaloymer goes back to Gemara to what we said. The Pasuk says, B'chodesh Shvi, by Rosh Hashanah. And the Pasuk says, the word Chodesh Shvi by Yovel to teach us a Gzeirah Shavah to connect the two. How Ketzad? What do we learn from there? We learn from Yisholah Shein Teisha. We blow three sets, which will give us, as we learned in the Mishnah, a total of 9 tkiyas. We learned in the Brisa continues, Shir Tkiya Ketrua. The duration of the tkiyah should be the amount of time it takes to blow a trua. The Shir Trua, the time is Kisholah Shvarim. Ask the Gemara, but let's analyze this Brisa. Haitana Maisla Bikar Maisla Bekesha. At the beginning of the Brisa connected Rosh Hashanah and Yovel through a Hekish. Vahashta Maisla Begzeru Shava. And now we're learning a Gzeru Shava. So the question is it a Hekish? Is it a Gzeru Shava? Answers the Gemara Hachikama. This is the way to understand. E lav Gzeru Shava. If not that the Torah taught us a Gzeru Shava, and the Halach is a Gzeru Shava, could only be taught that our Rebbe teaches us what he heard with a Messiah. If we didn't have this Gzeru Shava, then we would have had the Hekish. But as for Kiva Eger, that the Halach is that just like a Gzeru Shava, one can't compose a Gzeru Shava by himself, the Halach is that one can't compose a Hekish by himself. So what does this Gemara mean to say? So the Shash explains that normally what a Hekish means is that when you have two subjects that are next to each other. So the Torah says that the Gemara says that the reason the Torah put these two subjects next to each other is to make a Hekish. This is a much stronger type of Hekish, because here the Torah is using the word Shvi. And as we keep on repeating in our Gemara, there was really no reason for the Torah to say Shvi by Yom Kippur. It must be that here it's to teach us a Hekish, and this is a Hekish that we don't have to learn from our Rebbe, a Hekish that we could compose ourselves. The Mitzvah Eisen similarly says that a Hekish, we find often when we speak about Gzeirah Shavos, says the Mitzvah Eisen, there's a Gzeirah Shavah that's Mufna, and a Gzeirah Shavah that's Eina Mufna. The definition of a Gzeirah Shavah Mufna is a Gzeirah Shavah where the words are superfluous. A Gzeirah Shavah She'eina Mufna is where the words are not extra. When can't we learn a Gzeirah Shavah by yourself? We can only learn, when can we learn a Hekish by yourself is when the words are not extra. But over here, where the words are extra, we can learn the Gzeirah Shavah by ourselves. So the question is, what the Gemara says, that we have a Gzeirah Shavah, we don't need a Hekish. So the Sefer Ma'or asks, what makes a Gzeirah Shavah better than a Hekish? That the Gemara is saying, if we didn't have the Gzeirah Shavah, we would have the Hekish, but the Gzeirah Shavah is better. So the Sefer Ma'or answers that if we only had the Hekish, we only would be able to teach that we have to have a Pshuta Lefanel and a Pshuta L'Achreel. But the other halacha that we're learning, that we have to blow a total of 9 tekiyas, that we wouldn't have had. Only because we have also a Hekish can we learn that halacha as well. So, besides, as we've learned earlier in our shiurim, besides that there's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, there's a mitzvah to blow shofar on the Yom Kippur of the Yovel. When Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they were told that they have to blow the chatzotris when they travel, or if Moshe wanted them to gather together. As the Pasuk says, V'sakatim true of nosno achmachnas achayinu keima, we blow, and there's an entire procedure how to blow when they're about to travel. Ask the Gemara, V'hai Tana, Maiseleg Zer Shavim Midbar. And says the Gemara, this Tana that learns the halacha of Pshutul Fnab, Pshutul Achreel, from this Zer Shavah. The Tanya, that says regarding when Klal Yisrael traveled, U'skatim true. The Torah is teaching us that we have to blow a tekiya and we have to blow a trua. At the omer, tekiya b'fnei atzma, trua b'fnei atzma, ye'ena, tekiya v'trua achasi. Maybe all the Torah is saying is that the type of sound that we have to blow is a trua. Kishu omer, v'haklas am, tisku v'loy trua. So we see that there's something called a tekiya and there's something that's called a trua. Have a tekiya b'fnei atzma, v'trua b'fnei atzma. There's something called a tekiya and there's something called a trua. Menayin shepshuta l'fnei. And how do we know that we have to do a pshuta before? Tamaloyim uskatem trua. First do the tekiya and then do the trua. Umenayin shepshuta lachreah. And how do we know that we blow a tkiyah after the trua? Tamalimer, the pasuk says, trua, blow the trua, and yisku. So here we see that they blew a tkiyah, trua, tkiyah. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noach, Rabbi Yechman, Breik Eimer, ain't it tzarech. We can learn this halacha differently. Harei Eimer, because the pasuk says, uskatim trua shenis. Shein tamalimer shenis. Why does the Torah say Sukatim Trua when the second group of people started to travel? Matam Alay Meshenis. Why does the Torah use the word Shenis to teach us? Zeb Ne'av. This becomes the source. Shekom Makam Shenem Trua. Whenever the Torah tells us that we should blow a Trua, Tei Tekiya Shnila. After we blow the Tekiya, we should blow. After we blow the Tekiya, we should blow a Trua. Ainli Ela B'Midbar. But this is a pasuk that's talking about, as we said, when they traveled in the Midbar. Ask the Braisa, Rosh Hashanah Minayin, how do we know that this halacha applies to Rosh Hashanah as well? Tamloima, trua. The Torah here uses the Torah by the Midbar uses the word trua, and then the Torah uses the word trua by Rosh Hashanah to teach us Xerishova that just like by the Midbar there was tequila for now and tequila achra, so too on Rosh Hashanah is there a tequila for now and a tekiya lachreal. Says the Braisa further, v'shalosh truas nemer Rosh Hashanah. The Torah tells us that we have to blow a trua three times Rosh Hashanah. Shabboson zichon trua and yom trua a psukim that the Torah states by Rosh Hashanah. V'var t'shoifa trua is a pasuk that's stated by Yovel. So that's how learning the Gzeir Shavah that we mentioned earlier, Shvi, Shvi, we come to the conclusion that we have to blow three times, Malchus, Zechronus, and Shreifers. Shtei Tekiyas, Laach, Kalach, Svachas. And as we just learned, that every time we blow a Trua, there has to be a Tekiyah for now and a Tekiyah Lachrea. Matzino Lamedim, we come to the conclusion, Shalosh Truas, Vashesh Tekiyas, Nemer Rosh Hashanah. We blow three Truas and six Tekiyas. Shtayim, but this Brisa says, Shtayim, one, two of them are Medivre Torah. There's a chiv deraisa, v'achas v'divrei seifrim, and one is a derabbanan. Shabboson zichon trua, the pasuk that it says, Shabboson zichon trua by Rosh Hashanah, and the pasuk that says, v'avarta shayfa trua by Yovel, are a chiv medivrei taira, a chiv deraisa, yoim trua yilachem, but the pasuk of yoim trua yilachem doesn't come to teach us that we have to blow a third trua. It comes to teach us the Talmud Hiba, it's coming to teach us that how we blow, that we're supposed to blow trua, and we learned that from the way we blew in the Midbar. And since the pasuk is coming for that purpose, it's not available to teach us that we're obligated to blow a third trua, and that's why this braisa holds that we only blow, that the chiv deraisa is only to blow twice, and the chiv derabbanan is to blow one more time. Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Rav Yonason, achas medivrei Torah. He holds that the chiv to blow a trua, and of course coming with a trua is a tekiya before and a trua after is deraisa, and the other two times we blow are medivrei seifrim. He says, when the Torah says, v'avata shayfa trua, the pasuk by Yovel, but we learn Rosh Hashanah from Yovel, teaches us divrei Torah, the chiv medaraisa to blow, and then the pasuk of Shabbos and Zichon Trua, and the Pasuk of Yom Trua Yilachem, both Psukim that appear in the Torah by the Parsha of Rosh Hashanah, the Talmud Abba, are coming to teach us different halachas, and are not available to teach us that there's more obligation to blow on Rosh Hashanah. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Mala Talmud Abba, what does that mean? Answers the Gemara, Mibayi, it's needed to teach us, L'biyayim V'loy B'layla, to teach us that we only could fulfill the mitzvah of blowing shofar b'yoyim, by day, v'loy b'layla, but not by night. By night, we don't blow. By night, we can't be mekayim mitzvah tekiya shofar. Vidach, the talmid kama who did not need a pasuk for that purpose, asked the Gemara, yoyim v'loy b'layla menolei. From where does he know that halacha? Says the Gemara, Nafkalei. He learns it, B'yoyim HaKippurim Taviru Shofar. When the Torah says, by Yovel, Yoyim HaKippurim Tekiya Shofar, From we learn from there that it has to be strictly b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. And as we're learning in our shiurim, the Torah connects Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. So just like in Yom Kippur, the tekiah has to be b'yoyim, so too on Rosh Hashanah has to be b'yoyim. Ask the Gemara, we're learning b'yom kippurim yalef, if he's learning shofar and Rosh Hashanah for Yom Kippurim, so ask the Gemara, Nigma nami minei lepshuta lefanah pshuta lachreah. The halacha that you have to blow a tekiah before the truah and after the truah should be learned from Yom Kippur as well. And therefore, why can't we use that pasuk to teach us that such an obligation exists? So why do we need a pasuk, separate pasuk by Rosh Hashanah, to teach us that? Says the Gemara, the Tanakhama Rabbi Yonason say Vavarta Taviru Loi Mashmuhu, that don't teach us that halacha, and that's all we have to learn from the Gezeirah Shavah from the Midbar. We can't learn it from Yom Kippur. Elamai Dashbu. So what do they learn from this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Vavarta they learn from Rav Masna. As Rav Masna taught us, Dama Rav Masna, the Torah says Vavarta Shofar, that we have to hold the Shofar Kederach Haviasa, that we have to hold it the way it grows out of the animal. And the word taviru comes to teach us the na'avri biyad, that we're supposed to hold the shofar in our hand when we blow it. We can't just have it and somehow be able to blow it without holding it in our hands. But ask the Gemara, be'idach, that uses these psukim to teach us the halacha pshut l'fna pshut l'achrea, the masna, the halacha that you have to hold, that the shofar should be blown as it grows from the animal, is learned midashanim midaburei. The Torah should have said v'tiska b'shoifa trua. The fact that the Torah added the word v'avarta, that's the word that the Torah used, comes to teach us that you have to hold the shoifa as it grows out of the animal's head. Tavira b'yad le'motzus amrid. And to say that I could do it just holding it in my hand, the Gama Avara Avara Moshe. We learned the word Havara from Moshe. Ksiv Hachav Avata Shofa Truah. Ksiv Hachav Itzav Moshe Aviru Kol B'machna. Ma'ala Halam B'kol. That you have to make a sound. It's not enough just to hold the shofar. Afkan, you have to do B'kol. Ask the Gemara, well, I Tana the Maisla B'midbar, the Tana that's learning the Halacha of Tekila Fanan, Tekila Achrea, from the blowing that they blew in the Midbar. So why don't we say that just like when they blew in the Midbar, they blew with Chatzoytris, so too in Rosh Hashanah, the Halach ought to be af b'chatzoytris, that we should have to blow with Chatzoytris. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, Tikl b'choy de shofar b'kesel yoyim chagoyna. Have a v'ez ha'chayag sh'chodesh miskasibah. The only yontif in our calendar that comes out at the beginning of the month, where at the beginning of the month we don't see the new moon is Rosh Hashanah. And the Torah says we should use the shofar. But one of the halachas that we've learned numerous times in our shiura is that you have to have a pshuta lefanel and a pshuta lachreel. Why is the Torah so insistent on a pshuta lefanel and a pshuta lachreel? So the Sefer Tolas Yaakov explains that the pshuta represents midas harachmim and the trua represents Midas Hadin. What we're doing is that we're enveloping the Midas Hadin of the Truah with a Tekiah, with the Midas HaRachmim. And what we're saying is that even if Chas V'Shalom, Klal Yisrael need to suffer with a Midas Hadin, the Midas Hadin should be enveloped with a Pshuta Lafanel and a Pshuta Lachrel, that the Midas Hadin should not be so serious. It should be softened with the Midas HaRachamim. Eskin Rav Avuah B'Kisri, says the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, Chazal weren't quite certain how do we fulfill a truah. So says the Gemara, Eskin Rav Avuah B'Kisri, Tkiya Shloish Shvarim, truah, that we should do a Tkiya, then we should do three longer sounds, and then the shorter sounds, as we mentioned, the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos doesn't mean three shorter sounds or nine shorter sounds, and then a tekiah. Ask the Gemara, how do we understand what Rav Avuah said? Manavshach, if what the truah means is the longer sound, so then it should, if the shorter sound, so leva tkiya tshuva tkiya. V'genuach ganach, and if it means the shorter sound, the longer sound, leva tkiya shal shvarim tkiya. Why do we do both? Answers the Gemara, Mesapkele, because he wasn't quite certain what is the definition of a trua. Igenuchi ganach, iyulu yolo. Is it the shorter sound or is it the longer sound? Maskla Ravio, says the Gemara, dima yulu yolo. I don't understand. He says that we blow shvarm trua. But ask Rav Avira, maybe it's just a trua and not a shvarm at all. And if I'm blowing shvarm trua, we have a big problem here. Because as we keep on learning in our shiurim, we're supposed to blow tkiya, whatever is the trua, and then the tkiya. If the shvarim doesn't belong there, because the shvarm is not the trua that the Torah told us to do, it's a hefsik between the tkiya and the trua. Kamafsik. Shal shvarim ben trua and tkiya. We have the shvarim being a hefsik between the trua and tkiya. Answers the Gemara, because of that, Rav Avuah said we shouldn't just blow tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. We should blow tkiya trua tkiya. The hard of it, tkiya trua tkiya. But ask the Gemara, Maskla Ravina. On the other hand, maybe the trua is just the shvarim. Dima genuchahi. Maybe the trua is just shvarim. And if I'm blowing shvarim trua, kamafsik trua ben shvarim latkiya. We're supposed to blow tkiya trua tkiya. And if by blowing tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, there's going to be this hefsik. Answers the Gemara, in order to avoid that problem, the hava of it tkiya shvarim tkiya. Says the Gemara, Ravua, my asking, says the Gemara, so what did he do with shvarim trua? Igenuch ganach, if it means what we call a trua, if it's what we call a shvarim, havde. V'i yelul yela havde. So why does he, so he should have said do tkiya shvarim tkiya, and he should have said do tkiya trua tkiya. Why did he say do tkiya shvarim trua tkiya as well? Answers the Gemara, because Rav Avuah also had a question, maybe the definition of a trua is a combination of shvarim trua. So says the Gemara, if that's Rav Avuah's concern, so why did he only institute to do shvarim trua? He should have also instituted levad nami iachi, levad nami efcha, that we should not just blow tkiya shvarim tkiya, not just tkiya trua tkiya, and not just tkiya shvarim trua tkiya. We should also have to blow tkiya trua shvarim tkiya. Yachi levad nami echa, tkiya trua shlosh shvarim tkiya, because maybe it means yalav aganach. Answers the Gemara, for that he wasn't concerned. Why wasn't he concerned? Stam de milsa, kimasr inish be milsa, when somebody is crying, bereish aganach, first he does the louder sounds, and then he does the shorter sounds. So you're always going to do the louder sound, the longer sound, and then the shorter sound. But you don't do the shorter sound first, so there was no havamina that it should have to be shvar true, that it should be truam shvura, trua shvarim, but shvarim trua was a real concern. So of course all the Rishonim asked the question. The chiyuv of blowing shofar existed in Klal Yisrael from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. What did they do before Rav Avuah? The Gemara says, ask Rav Avuah. Rav Avuah came up with a new rule. Rav Avuah came up with something that they didn't know before. So Rav Haigoin says that what happened was, before the time of Rav Avuah, there were different menhagim. Some people blew a shvarim to fulfill the trua. Some people blew a trua to fulfill what we call a trua to fill the trua. Some people blew a shvarim trua. What Rav Avuah wanted institute was that there should be consistency amongst Klal Yisrael. And because there was consistency, there should be consistency amongst Klal Yisrael, we all blow the same way. And that was what Rav Avuah brought into Klal Yisrael. So here we've learned that you have to blow tkiya shvarim trua, tkiya shvarim trua tkiya, tkiya trua tkiya. And there's a big machlokes rishonim how we do so. The opinion, because we know that we first blow all the different types of tkiyas by the tkiyas, the miyoshev, And then we blow again, but to key up the moment by Shmon Esrei. And the question is, how do we blow? The Rif's opinion was that by Malchius, we blow Tekiah Shvarim Truah Tekiah. By Zechronius, we blow Tekiah Shvarim Truah Tekiah. And by Shifras, we blow Tekiah Truah Tekiah. Because, he explained, we really were Yaitza the Mitzvah with what we blew by the Tekiah the Meyusha before Musaf. So now, blowing this way alone would be satisfactory. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that in all three times, we blow by Malchus, Achronis, and Shifras, we blow Tekiah Shvarim Truah Tekiah, Tekiah Shvarim Tekiah, Tekiah Truah Tekiah. There's also a Machloikis. When we blow Shvarim Truah, do we blow him as one, or do we make a Hefsik? The Ramban's opinion is that we should not be Mafsik between the Shvarim and Truah, because as we just learned, Rav Avua had a question that maybe when the Torah says to blow Truah, what the Torah meant to say was, blow a Shvarim Truah. So if that's what the Torah meant, then we should not be Mafsik, because it's really one Truah that we built, that we are blowing. Rabbeinu Tam holds that we may be Mafsik between the Shvarim and the Truah, because as we just learned in the Gemara, first the person cries longer sounds, and then he cries shorter sounds. But he doesn't cry them together. And therefore, he says that you don't have to blow them without a hefsek. The question is, do you have to blow them together? Do you have to blow them b'neshima achas, or do you blow them b'shtei neshimas? Certainly, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could blow them b'shtei neshimas. You could blow them with two breaths. According to the Ramban, maybe you have to blow them in one breath. The Kli Chemda makes a very important point. He says that we know the halacha is that Safik deraisa l'chumra, and here we see that because we have a Safik, what the proper way of blowing the shofar is, that's why the right way to blow it, when we have a Safik deraisa, we have to blow it all these different ways, because otherwise we won't properly fulfill the mitzvah, because we don't know exactly what to do is. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Kaf Tzadik Siv Dalet says that the Shvarim Truah, we're not sure if it should be done with Neshima Achas, or it should be done with Shtei Neshimas. And that's why he says, by the Tekiah the Meyushev, we do it with Neshima Achas, and with the Tekiah the Me'umad, we do it with Shtei Neshimas, to fulfill both obligations. Continues the Gemara. Talk about Shoina, if somebody blew the Tekiah before, and then, as we discussed extensively when we learned the Mishnah, or Moshe b'shnei kishtayim, after blowing the Truah, he blows a Tekiah, which should cover both the Tekiah for after the Truah and the Tekiah for before the next Truah. The halacha is ein biyadei alachas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So says Rabbi Yochanan, shama tesh tekiyas b'tesh shas b'yoyim. Somebody heard the Tekiah 9 hours in a day. And I saw that the Mefarshim say that the Gemara is very deliberate in speaking about 9 hours of the day, because the proper time for blowing the shofar is from the netz to the shkia. So even though in the time of Rosh Hashanah, the day is equal to the night, it's a 12-hour day, but if we look at the time from the netz to the shkia, it's 9 hours in a day. Another pshat that I saw is that l'chatchila, one shouldn't daven musaf until 3 hours in the day. And since one shouldn't daven musaf until 3 hours in the day, so we only could start blowing shofar 3 hours into the day. Samat yotza, he's still yotza schiyav. The chiddush is that even though there was a break between the various tekiyas that he heard, he's still yotza. Tayin amihachi, and so too says the braisa. If somebody heard the 9th tekiyas in 9 hours of the day, yotza, it was yotza zchiyav. Teisha b'nei Adam ke'echad. But if you heard all the nine tekiyas that were obligated to hear from nine different people at the same time, lo yotza. Tekiyah mizeh v'truah mizeh. But if one person was blowing a tekiyah and another person was blowing the truah, yotza. V'afilu b'serugin. Even if there's a hefsik, v'afilu kol yom kula, even if it considered all day. And the explanation of this price is that you can't hear two things at the same time. But two different things you could hear at the same time. So Rashi asks a question. We learned earlier that even though trei koyle loy mishtamen, two voices, two sounds you can't hear at the same time, but something that is chaviv, something that you like, you can hear at the same time. So why over here are you not yoytza? So Rashi says that here we're talking about that you're hearing it from the same person. You can't hear, when you hear from different people, you could pay attention. But if it's all coming at the from the same person, you can't. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan hold that you could hear the nine koilas, 9 hours in the day? Ask the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shim Ben Yatzadik, Bahalu Megillah, if for whatever reason you stopped in the middle of saying Hallel, or stopped reading the Megillah, enough time that you could have finished the entire thing. And when we speak about speaking the enough time that you stopped, it means the amount of time it takes to read the entire Megillah, or the amount of time it takes to say the entire Hallel, and we can't rely on the fact that you heard that you said it, even though with this big break, answers the Gemara loikasha. How did they? This that Rabbi Yochanan said that even though there were these big interruptions, you still yoytza. It's his own opinion. Ha, this that he says you can't have these interruptions was the opinion of his Rebbe of Shimon Meir Tzadik. Ask the Gemara the day loy. Does he indeed hold that there's no problem with these interruptions? Rabbi Avuah. Have shock of Azul Basari Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Avuah was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. Have a Kari Krishma, and he was reading, saying Krishma. Says the Gemara, Kimatul Medumav to Noifus. When he came to a place that had a bad odor, there was tsoya there. Ishtik. He stopped saying the Krishma. Basar the Chalif. When he passed, Amalei Maligmar. So he asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Can I finish what the Krishma?" Amalei. So he said to him, "Im Shem Isa, if you stopped today ligma kula, that the break, the interruption was the amount that you could say an entire Krishma, Chayzel Rosh." So we see that Rabbi Yochanan agrees that we're not going to make any such interruption. Says the Gemara, "Hachikama ledidi l'shirli." I don't think that you. I did not think that you have to stop, because my opinion is that one doesn't have to stop saying Krishma when it comes to the mavas hatanoifus. And I also don't think that if you make an interruption, you have to go, and the interruption is long enough, kedei ligmas kuloi, that you have to go back to the beginning. However, he said to him, "Lididoch the Srile, you hold that you're not allowed to say Krishma in Mavos Atanoifus, and you also hold that you, if you stop with a long interruption, you have to go back to the beginning. So I'm telling you, the Allah is im she'isa kedei ligmas kuloi." If you stopped the amount of time to finish the entire Krishma, then the halacha is Chayzel Rosh. But the Yerushalmi says that when we measure this, the way to measure this, says the Yerushalmi, is not by the way by everybody reading Krishma. It's talking about this person, the amount of time it takes him to read Krishma. In other words, what the Gemara is saying here is that we look at each person individually. And if one person takes longer to read Krishma, so by him it won't be Shakadei Ligma Kula. And by the other person takes longer to shorter to read Krishma, and for him it will be Shakadei Ligma Kula. We look at every person individually. Tana Rabbanan Tekiyas Eimakva Zuzu. If you didn't hear all the Tekiyas, you still were yoytza with what you heard. Brachas, the same thing, the Malchus, Achronus, and Shifrus, Eim Akva Zaya Azu. Tekiyas Ubrachus Rosh Hashanah V'Shem Kippurim. The halacha is that if you can't say them, Ma'akvas, then if you can't, on Rosh Hashanah, if you can't do all the Tekiyas, or you can't say the Brachus, then don't do anything. Ask them, Amai Tama, why all year round, if you do what you can? And why on Rosh Hashanah is it different, on Yom Kippur of Yovel? Amar Rava, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Amar Lefanei Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zechorinus V'Shoichris, Malchus, Kishetai, Melchuni Aleichem, Zechorinus, Kidei Yovel, Lefanecha, Zechorechem, V'Toiva, V'ma B'Shoifer. So since the Torah was so concerned that this is the way that we should daven, the halacha is that they have daven and blow the shofar, that if you can't, then you shouldn't do it. Rishonim explain that if you can't say all the brachas, then don't say all the brachas. But the Ran says that that isn't true. If every bracha, if you could say at least what you could say, then do what you can, each bracha. What it means, the ma'akvos, is that if you can't say all of Malchus, then don't say it. But if you could say some of Malchus, then do what you can.